The question was asked being that we discussed that there are two approaches to marriage. The classical approach, which is, let's see what else is out there. And the correct approach, which is, she's great. I am lucky to have her. Let me focus on making this work and how good this is. How does one choose one over the other? And the answer is, it is a choice of mind over matter. Our nature draws us to look and compare, and a person has to decide to make a decision within himself. I will not do that. And this goes on throughout life. If a person makes that conscious decision, then after about a decade, a person will reach a point where his wife becomes a part of him to the point where it's a given that she's a part of him. It's not even thought about. Just like you don't think about, do I like this hand or don't I like this hand? This is my hand. This is life, and we're partners in life, and it's a given. But that takes a long time to develop. In the beginning, she's a stranger. You take a look in the morning and you ask yourself, do I like the way she looks or don't like the way she looks? Because it's not a given that anything's there. After a while, it's like, that's not what you're thinking about. It's not, you're still human, but it's a given that she's an extension of you. But it takes a long time of adopting this approach. And it's mind over matter. And you'll look at the series on the Jewish home. We have, I think, 5 series online. They all begin with this class. Enemy number one of marriage is this issue. That person keeps asking himself, was it the right move? Is she the right one? Aren't there better ones out there? Should I be compromising on this, that, or the other thing? Everyone has that.
Does she ask the same thing?
To a different degree. Women are different. Women certainly have buyer's remorse between engagement and marriage. Meaning women... I'd say between 90 and 100% of women between engagement and marriage regret it and ask themselves what they're doing. Meaning that is true, but it's different, and very, very often they don't have it this way. The husband can cause her to have it this way. Meaning if he starts having this attitude, then it could rub off on her. But it's more natural for a woman to be a monogamist than it is for a man. Psychologists say this too. I'm just saying it's more natural. It comes easier for a woman. One way we might phrase it is that a man, when there are issues in the marriage, his question is this going to work? And to a woman, the question is, how is this going to work? And that's it runs in their nature. Now, a man has to learn to ask the question, how, and not, is this going to work? He has to train himself to that. But again, that's an application. It's not at the root, that's an application of the idea. Okay.